Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, we're over here at the Greenwood Library's book sale here this afternoon. I tell you what, there's lots of people right here looking at books, books, and more books. In the next hour, I'm going to be here perusing all the books, checking them out, and telling you about them. I mean, you know, it's quite a big sale that they have going on right here at the book sale. I mean, hard copies, hardcover books are $3. Kids can get a free book up to 18 years of age. Every child can pick out their own book in any category, and that's really great, too. So hardcover books are $3. Oversized paperbacks are $2. Little paperbacks are 50 cents. Book sets are $5, or as marked, coffee table books, $5. Records, $1. Albums, $2. VHS and audio, 50 cents. The list goes on. It's just phenomenal. In fact, I'm going to stay right here and check out some of the CDs that they have here, because who knows what I'll find right here. Oh, gosh. Here looks like an interesting Brass on Broadway, Canadian Brass, Bach. I tell you what, there are so many possibilities here. Anything that you could be looking for, you're sure to find something. And this is a great time to come to the Greenwood County Library and to pick up Christmas gifts. You know, it's 11 weeks away till Christmas. Actually, we're cruising down to 10 weeks till Christmas. So if you were looking for something for somebody and you don't want to spend a lot of money, you can certainly do it by coming to the Greenwood Library Book Sale. Now, the book sale started yesterday afternoon. It is going to be going through Monday at 1 o'clock. So there are deals, and more deals. So why don't you come on down to the book sale. They're open regular library hours. So this is pretty neat. And this afternoon, I have the head of library sales here, and she works with the Friends of the Library. Who am I talking to?
Dana Ellis. And I'm the volunteer coordinator, so if anybody would like to volunteer, please see me.
That's right. Hey, Dana, this is a lot of work to pull this all together, isn't it?
It certainly is, and we have wonderful volunteers who work on this all year long, sorting out the donations and the library discards, and then the day of, we have had the last several years, the students from Emerald High, the Air Force Junior ROTC, bless their hearts, have come and brought all these books into this room, and then they've helped us sort, and then we have our regular volunteers who sort and organize, and magically it happens.
Well, that sure is great to have some young bodies in here to do this work.
It's wonderful. They do such a good job, and they work really hard. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things about the book sale is you're always needing books, too, aren't you? I mean, if anybody has books, if you'd like to come get some books, but you're saying, I got to get rid of some books, will you take their books that they don't want anymore?
Of course. We'll take any book that anybody wants to give us. Most of them we sell at the book sale or in our bookstore, which is ongoing. There are a few. We've started selling books online, too. And so even if they're old books and you think, oh, nobody'd want that, you'd be surprised. We sell quite a few of those on Amazon.
How about that? You know, so there's all kinds of ways to participate here. And it's not just during the book sale that you'll take the books. You'll also, anytime during the year, won't you?
Yes, anytime the library's open, people can come with their books and bring them to the front desk. If they've got a lot of books, they can drive their car up to the front door and we'll come out and help them unload and give them a receipt for their taxes if they'd like.
Yeah, that's a really, really good thing. But, you know, and the other thing I like about the book sale here, if you don't have much time and you're looking for a specific category of books, you have it organized so people can find them easy.
Yes, we really do. We work hard at that. We have them all broken down into categories, and in fact, one of the book dealers last year told us that he loved coming to our book sales because it was better organized than most of the ones he ever went to. So I thought that was really a plus.
Absolutely. Well, that makes it a lot easier, particularly if you want to run in on your lunch hour or something like that and try to pick up books. And if you don't have a lot of time and you're trying to find something, and you have plenty of volunteers that are willing to help people find what it is they're looking for.
Yes, we have lots of book lover volunteers. If you mention a book, I'll bet there's somebody there who knows what it is. Even if you can't tell them the exact title or the exact author, I'll bet there's somebody who knows what you're talking about.
Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah. So any particular ones that you have found interesting or categories that you think are a little different this time than what you've had maybe in the past, or what do you think?
Well,
last time I know you had a professor who had gotten rid of their whole collection of books, so that was kind of a bonanza. Anything this time?
Well, I guess it's a plus. We happen to have a lot of true crime books this time.
Ah, okay.
So, in honor of Halloween, if anybody wants a true crime book, we have more than we usually do. We have a lot of very interesting war books. So if anybody's, and they go all the way from the Civil War. We have lots of Civil War books all the way through Afghanistan and Iraq. For anybody interested in that, we have a lot of Christmas books. This time of year, we have put all our Christmas books in. We have cookbooks for Christmas. We have novels about Christmas settings. We have decorations. Anything Christmas. You can find a whole, I think half of one of these tables is all Christmas related.
I'll have to check those out. You know, it is only, we're coming up on 10 weeks of before Christmas comes. It's not that far away.
No, it's not, especially if you want to do any baking or making of presents, which are always kind of the neatest ones, the homemade ones.
Absolutely. And wouldn't it be great, to get a small gift bag, put a couple of books in it, and maybe do a dozen cookies with it? Well, that would make a super gift for somebody for Christmas.
Wouldn't it? Oh, I hope somebody thinks of that for me.
As well. Those are the type of things that you can do if you just think ahead. And, you know, there's the shut-in up the street maybe that doesn't get out much, somebody that's in the hospital, somebody that can't get out. Just find out what types of books they like and come down here, and you could spend a couple of dollars, $3, and come up with a bonanza of books for them.
You certainly could, and a lot of our donated books really look new. I'm always amazed at how careful people are with their books and what beautiful condition they're in.
Yeah.
And we do have library books, and they will have the library markings, but we have some straight donations that are just in wonderful condition.
Just like somebody maybe never read them?
Well, sometimes. I think sometimes you get a gift book and you already have a copy, so you don't know what to do with a second one, and you give it to us, which is very nice.
Absolutely. Now, for children, if I remember correctly, children up to the age of 18 get to pick out one book. Doesn't matter what book it is, they get to pick out one book and take it home with them for free.
That's right. We do say not the coffee table books, not the high-priced books, but anything else, and it goes through 12th grade. So if somebody is in high school and they're not as interested in a novel as somebody else might be, they could pick a book on how to fix a car or a cookbook or an art book, anything they would like that they're interested in.
That's really a nice thing, and that's been very popular over the years, hasn't it?
Very, very. It was started by Peggy Skinner, who was and is the president of the Friends.
And is my radio partner every morning on the I Love Ann Show.
There we go.
Yes.
But Peggy came up with the idea, and it has just been wonderful. And I love to watch, especially the little ones, because they're so careful to pick just the right book.
You mean they're not influenced by their parent to get the book that the parent really wants?
Actually, most of the time they're let to pick their own, I suppose, because it's, you know, nobody has to pay for it, so you can pick a fun book.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Well, I'm going to, I think what I should do is probably peruse around and see what I can find here. Dana Ellis, you do an excellent job. It's always so organized and so much fun to come down here and get the opportunity to be on the clock, but also be looking at books.
Wonderful. Please look around, and it's not my doing. It's all our wonderful volunteers who just put in their heart and soul into making it fun. They all love books, and they just make it a fun effort.
You know, one of the things we probably should talk about that we haven't talked about is the money raised from the book sale. Now, you have one in the fall and one in the spring. What is the money used for?
The money goes to support the children's programs. In the summer, we always have professional performers who come five or six times in the summer.
For the children's programs, right?
Yep, the children's. We have magicians, puppet shows. There was a snake man who came for several summers. That sort of thing is where it goes. It goes to support the teen events. They have all kinds of things going on all summer and through the year. So that's mostly where it goes to, but it also, the Community Read Project, we give away books every year from the Community Read, and the money goes toward that. So we have lots of places to put it.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you know that you're giving your money to, you're getting great deals, and then the money is used to support all these programs for the library, it really is a win-win situation.
We think so. And then any leftover books, which we hope there aren't too many, but they are going this year to the Bowers Rogers thrift shop. So if anybody missed a book here, they can go over there and pick it up.
Oh, well, that's good, and then it'll support Bowers Rogers, right?
Right.
So it's totally a win-win situation. Dana, thank you for all you do. Thank you for the great volunteers who work hard to make this easy for everybody to come in. Now, also, the book sale will be going on through Monday.
Monday morning. We have to stop at 1 to clean up this room so it can be used that evening. But we'll hear from 9 to 1 on Monday, and otherwise Friday, Saturday, and Sunday library hours.
Okay, so come on out and have a good time. Great selection right now. I'm going to go peruse around and see what trouble I can get into. Thanks so much, Dana.
Well, thank you for coming. We love having you.
Well, thank you very much. We're right here with WCRS. We should be probably coming up on the news here in just a second, I would think. In fact, it looks like it is news time. Hey, I'll be back. You keep it right here on WCRS.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right here. I'm not at Sharp Facets Gallery. That's too easy to say. I'm right down here at the Greenwood County Library, just kind of perusing all the books. And I just uploaded a bunch of pictures to Facebook. If anybody wants to see what it looks like down here, it looks like great organization. Dana Ellis and the volunteers down here do a great job of making it easy to see what you want. And right now I just pulled out a book on how to do easy and elegant Christmas trees. There you go. And Southern Living Christmas back from 2008. So, you know, if you want to go back in time and find out what we were doing in other times, there's stuff like that here. Of course, there's more modern books, too. I just happen to be looking at this, Pearl S. Buck's Book of Christmas. I mean, you know, and then, of course, there are cookbooks. There are all kinds of cookbooks here. Oh, and I just found a Garrison Keillor book called Pontoon, a novel of Lake Wobegon. You know, he retired, and I can't believe it, although I am still glad you can still hear him sometimes on, NPR. I hear him every once in a while on Sundays, and that's still nice. But Garrison Keillor, he, of course, was the man for Lake Wobegon and doing old-time radio shows. And many of you remember the old-time radio shows we did down there at the theater. And hopefully after the first of the year, we'll be able to maybe get back and do another one of those as a fundraiser. I think that would be a lot of fun to do. But right now we've got a lot on our plate. By the way, if you haven't been to, if you missed our show yesterday, The Vintager, my one and only Jeff, was there doing a show on pearls, cameos, and opals. And if you go on our Facebook page, wcrs.amradio, you will be able to register for the free opal stone that we are going to be giving away. We're going to be giving that away tomorrow afternoon during Giveaway Friday. And we also have an Elizabeth Taylor book of all her jewelry, great, big, beautiful pictures We're giving that away to one lucky winner. You do have to do that on Facebook. We had a Facebook Live show after the show yesterday. All of the videos have been posted. And by the way, we just set up today a Vintager Facebook page on sharpfacetsgallery.com. So on sharpfacetsgallery.com, all you have to do is click on that, and Emerald just set up a page. It shows all the old ones that we've done. We just started this series, so there aren't that many yet, but you can find out about art glass. You can find out about cut glass. You can see the shows. You'll see videos and audio there, so make sure you check that out at sharpfacetsgallery.com. Okay. But let's see, what are we looking at here? We're looking at books, books, and more books right here. Oh, gosh, nonfiction miscellaneous. SOS, help for parents. What about kids? Yes. Chicken soup for the golden soul. Chicken soup for the woman's soul. Second helping of chicken soup for the soul. All kinds of books. You're 50, now what? See, there is something for everyone here. I was trying to find the, there's a book on stamp collecting. So many people ask us about stamps at Sharp Facets Gallery, and we really, really, really don't do much with stamps. But a lot of people are into stamps, so there's a book about stamp collecting. What else do we see? Are you enjoying yourself this afternoon? You are? I'm talking to a young guy. He's shaking his head, yes. I'm on the radio right here. Let's see. What else do we see? Oversized preteen, oversized fiction, oversized, oh my goodness, all these fiction books. They've got teen books. They've got fiction, I mean, just oodles and oodles. They've got mystery books, large print books for somebody that needs that large print. What a good, good thing that is. To make it easy for them to read. And again, I want to keep reminding you that Christmas is coming 11 weeks. Actually, it's going to be down to 10 weeks. And a nice book, and like we were talking about with Dana earlier, just a copy of some cookies, put them in a pretty gift bag, and you have not spent very much. You've invested some of your time, and you've had to come down here and find a real bargain on a few books. Maybe you can even find out what kind of books they like and give them something. You know, in the spring and the summer, we're always talking about taking them to the beach. Well, now we've got fall and winter. We've got the hurricane down there on the coast, and people just are kind of going to be being homebodies and trying to do something easy on themselves. So why not come here to the book sale? People that are from out of town. Today we've had several people in Sharp Facets Gallery who are here that are evacuees from the coast. And we had a sign out front, and then we told them about the book sale down here, and they were like, wow, that is so great to be able to come down here to the book sale and find some good books and some good bargains. So all of this type of things, you know, a book is just something that is so neat. But hey, if you don't want a book, they've got magazines, they've got some cookbooks, they've got some nonfiction business and finance books, books on health, romance novels, trashy novels, well, romance novels, I guess. And then, of course, there's the CDs, the DVDs, just albums, so many things that you can't find anywhere else. You can find right here at the book sale, at the book sale. So come on down and see us right here at the book sale. By the way, you need to know that all the money raised does help go to programs for the Friends of the Library, which does programs, teen programs, and does a lot of children's programs, too. So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, all these type of things. Know somebody that has an interest in something? How about feed that interest? Going somewhere that you'd like to go, there's all kinds of travel books. They might not be the most up-to-date, but they will give you some information about traveling to these countries. If you want to go out of the country, I'm not sure right now. I think I might just stay right here in the good old USA and explore some places. Just talked to somebody today who had been to about five or six state parks out in the outside of Nevada. So they've been to the Grand Canyon. They've been to half a dozen other parks out there and just had a great time and said how beautiful everything is over there. What else do we have here today? We got people coming in. Now, the library book sale is open till the library closes tonight, and then it'll be open all library hours tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, and then on Saturday. They have DVDs. They've got audiobooks. You know, if you're going to be taking a trip, audiobooks are great to have that as some company as you're driving along. So they've got a great collection of that, too. They've got some old albums here. You know, record albums are starting to make a comeback. Oh, look, here's a book. Here's an album, A German Christmas, Traditional Yuletide Songs, The Christmas Voice of Walter Schumann. Somebody really liked Christmas. Here's one, Glen Campbell, That Christmas Feeling when Glen Campbell was young. Oh, my gosh. Who else we got? The Little Drummer Boy. Wow. Joan Baez, Christmas Album by Joan Baez. And then we have the Vienna Boys Choir. So, I mean, we have all kinds of Tom Jones, The Green, Green Grass of Home. Here we go. Chet Atkins, The Poston Pops, and Arthur Fiedler, The Pops Goes Country. Oh, my goodness, what's on that one? For those of us that like country, classic country music, you know, Chet Atkins is just one of my favorites. Let's see. The Tennessee Waltz, I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes. Cold, Cold Heart, Country Gentleman, and Faded Love. Boy, that looks like a good one, folks. That one's in good shape. That would be a bargain one right there. So all of these albums are right here. Now, how much are the albums? I don't know. Let's go over here and look at the list and see how much albums are. $2. $2. If they're in great condition, that is a bargain. So, and then we have we have someone down here on the floor going through all the CDs trying to find the best one that she can find. She's having a good time down there finding lots of good ones. Yep. All right. So what else are we going to find? Children's fiction. Lots of children's fiction. Are you having a good time? Yes. Do you like looking at all the library books? Oh, that's great. All right. So that's what we're looking at right here. Kids are picking out the book they want. They get to pick one book. So if you bring a child or a grandchild down here, they can pick out any book that they want, and then they can take it home, and it'll be something that they treasure. Most of the kids in here are really spending their time looking at all the books. I'll tell you what, I want to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. I am live at the Greenwood Library right here in Uptown Greenwood.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I'm right back here, and I'm right here at the Greenwood County Library. Had just picked up a book, Guy Fieri, An All-American Road Trip with Recipes. Those of you that are foodies know that he does the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And that looks like a good one right here. Also, just picked up another cookbook, the Prude Home Family Cookbook. And this is old-time Louisiana recipes by the 11 Prude Home brothers and sisters with Chef Paul Prude Home, author of the best-selling Chef Prude Home's Louisiana Kitchen. And let me tell you, it looks really good. They've got crawfish, and they're sitting there. He's got a roasted pig in the fireplace, and it just goes on and on. And I was just thumbing through this one. Smothered rabbit with rusty gravy. There you go. Here's another one. Smothered stuffed pork with backbone roast, and they've got it all in other languages here, too. Shrimp fricassee. What else have we got here? Dried baby lima beans with salt meat. There you go. I might have to get this book for Jeff. He likes these old cookbooks. Creamy hard-boiled egg potato salad. Sweet and seasoned potato salad. They got everything in this book, Jeff. Excuse me, my throat's getting dry. They've got so many recipes here, so I might be bringing that one back to Jeff. Here you go. Rabbit squirrel, andouille smoked sausage, and tasso gumbo. There you go. How about that? Makes 10 main dish servings here. Dad didn't really like to hunt with a gun and rarely hunted. The exception was hunting for turtles, which Dad loved to cook. Yeah, this one has a down-home flavor to it. So, hey, Andy, how about play a song for me? I've got a little tickle in my throat I need to take care of. I'll be right back. Don't you go away.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Oh, that's right. Hey, a little, just a little music interlude right here this afternoon. I'm Ann Ella right down here at the Greenwood County Library, just enjoying all these books. And one of the things that Dana wanted me sure to let everybody know, they've got large print fiction books, and they have quite a collection of them. Quite often they don't have as many as they need, but this year they have a great supply. So if you know a senior particularly that needs some books with a bigger print, come down here, find one for them. There are some great ones in here for them. And like I said, great for Christmas gifts, great for somebody you know that's going to be not able to get out. This would be an excellent opportunity to pick up of some books. You know, when you go to buy books, they're expensive, but when you can buy them at the book sale here, ooh, they are such a deal. You want romance novels, you want to just get away on a rainy afternoon and just enjoy a romance novel. Well, they got plenty of those too. Plenty of children's books. We got probably half a dozen kids in here right now looking at books and picking out their favorite book. Then you come over here. And the other thing, like we were talking with Dana earlier, all the books are organized. So that means if you're looking for a particular author, particular series of books, they'll be able to tell you real quick whether they've got them all or not. For example, I'm looking at a whole row of John Grisham books here. So if you want to read something by John Grisham, or maybe you had a book and you want to reread it, but you don't have it, you don't really want to invest in it, hey, get it right here at the book sale. Another good things are, you know, over here at the library, so many advantages. And, you know, when you have a library card, you get to take advantage of all the online things that the library does. Books, movies, music, all these things, language, you can learn different languages. It's a great opportunity, too. So if you don't have a library card, get down here, get a library card. It's free, and then enjoy it. What else do we have? Nonfiction, Civil War, African-American books. We have all the different war books here. If you want to find out about a war that you don't know that much about, come down here and get yourself a book or two on it. Know somebody that likes reading war books? Come down here and get them one. We're also looking over here at the coffee table books. Ah, Making Tracks, the story of the Transcontinental Railroad, and the pictures and words of the men who were there. There you go. How about the American Farmhouse, Automotive News, France, the beautiful cookbook, Authentic Regions, Recipes from the Regions of France, California, the beautiful cookbook, Ireland. You know, there's all kinds of great books down here. I know I'm trying to tempt you to make sure you come down here and take advantage, and don't wait till the last minute, because the selection is really, really good right now. So please stop on by and see us right here at the Greenwood County Library. They are open library hours, so they'll be open today, tomorrow, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday until 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock on Monday. What else do we see here as we're looking around? Nonfiction, business and finance. Okay, we've talked about the travel books. There's even some good health books. Yep, you can get yourself some self-help, and with Obamacare, you may need to get your own self-help. Poetry books. What else? Nonfiction classics. There you go. So they have it all divided up. They've made it real easy to read. Certainly hope you are going to come by here to the Greenwood County Library and get some books, absolutely. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page. Jamie over here is down here looking at books, and she's already registered for the Opal that we're giving away, haven't you? Yes, that's right. Oh, that's right. Okay, it is time to tell you it's 5 o'clock. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Hey, I guess I'm going to tell you this. You got to come by the book sale. You got to come by and save your money. This is only $3. It's about the most expensive book that you are going to find, and they're so much cheaper than that. And everything from CDs to albums, and everybody can find something for somebody for sure. Christmas is coming. You want to save money? Come down here to the book sale and save your money. And while you're here, pick up one or two for yourself. Hey, Dana, thanks for having me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. So glad you came.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. I found an armful here, so I guess I'll have to go check out. And hopefully we'll be able to be back before the end of the book sale on Monday.
Oh, please do. We're here till 1 o'clock Monday.
All right. Sounds good. And if you have books to donate, don't hesitate to bring them down here. Got too many to bring in? Hey, they'll help you. Just tell them you've got a boatload of books in your car or truck, and they'll help unload them. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Have a great afternoon. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.